Well, one of the questions I get asked a lot here at Bass Fan Radio is, what does a pro do in his time off? And they don't get much time off, but with me today is Alton Jones. And Alton, I guess we got to talk right away about a great charity event you're putting on this weekend.
Yeah, this is one of the things I look forward to most of my entire year. It's called Fish with the Pros, and it's to benefit Lifeline Youth Services out of Indiana. And essentially what we do, we've got five pros coming in that have donated their time, and we've got guests that are paying, and all the money will go to Lifeline, and they come in and fish with us. The kicker is, we're not like just going to Sam Rayburn or Lake Fork or one of these public lakes. We're fishing highly managed, very exclusive private lakes here in Central Texas. I mean, these places are beyond good. If you watch Bill Dance on his TV show, that's the kind of places we're fishing.
Well, tell me the guys that are going to be there.
Now, we've got myself, Gary Klein, Brent Chapman, Todd Faircloth, and Matt Reed. So, you know, we've got a great lineup of pros. And, you know, I got to say something about these guys. These guys aren't making an appearance fee for doing this. They are donating their time out of the goodness of their heart to come do this because they believe in what Lifeline's doing, and they just want to help out.
Well, that charity is very, very important. It takes care of young kids and does a lot of those kind of things. Tell me a little bit more about that, if you can.
Well, the thing that really caught my eye about Lifeline was they don't just see a bad situation and try to change behavior of this person or that person. They do change behavior, but they really try to look beyond the behavior and say what's really the root of the cause, and they try to not just treat the symptoms but change the hearts of the people that are involved in bad situations and give them long-term success in conquering their problems. And you know, they offer so much to so many. They'll service several thousand different families this year all across the Midwest and northern part of the United States.
Well, this is your second event, but this sounds like a really major one, a major step forward with the pros you've got. And, you know, there must be something that happened because the invitation that I usually get, it somehow got lost in the mail, Alton.
Yeah, you know, it must have. When I didn't hear back from you, I went ahead and invited Gary Klein in your place.
Well, you got to get some slacker to step up and take my spot. I know, but you know, you look at this, and I'm sitting here thinking, okay, private lakes, 10-pound fish, and no short, fat guy from Bass Fan Radio invited. It just doesn't seem right.
You're right. It does seem like the perfect place for you because you can sit and catch hogs at the same time.
That's exactly right. And besides that, you know, just think about it. Just think about the marketing angle. You know, you got some guy that's paying money to go fish with a Bass Fan Radio geek. How good is that? That's got to be major bucks. Somebody,
you know what? We're going to consider that. We'll put that before the board next year, and we'll see what they say about that, Terry.
Well, I really appreciate you thinking about me for next year, but this year would have been a lot, you know, would have been nice. But, you know, back to seriousness of what we've got going on here, there's no question that what you guys do in the off season is as critical sometimes as what you do during the tournament season.
You're right. That's exactly right. You know, this is really the preparation for the season. People think, well, it's off time, so these guys are just going to deer hunt or goof off. And we do some of that. I love to goof off more than anybody. But, for example, I'm actually working with a trainer right now. I'm going through a rigorous physical workout just to try to get my body in shape for the next season. You know, you've got to have some pain to prepare. If you don't prepare now, you're not going to be positioned for success once the season starts because it's going to be grueling just like this last year was.
Well, you're a two-tour angler and fish both tours. Have you made a decision? Are you going to fish one or the other, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Bassmaster Elite Series this season. And, you know, the primary reason for that is that my sponsors, I have a better opportunity to promote my sponsors through the Bassmaster Tour. And, you know, I have been a two-tour guy for, gosh, 5 or 6 years now, and I have just absolutely loved FLW and my time there. The people I've met, both on the staff and the fishermen there, and frankly, I'm gonna miss those guys a lot. But with the conflicts of schedule, we got to make a business decision and move forward.
Well, no doubt about it, and I think a lot of guys have looked at that and have tried to fit in other events and that kind of stuff. But it's not a 6-event schedule anymore. You know, you're fishing the whole year.
Well, that's right. You really are, and there's a time when you have to really just begin to focus your efforts. And there's been a lot of upheaval, as you know, in our industry, in our sport for the last several years, and that's one of the reasons I've been a two-tour pro, because I wanted to make sure that when the time came where I had to make a decision, I would be positioned to choose either tour that I felt would be the best for me and for my family. And so And that's where we are now, and that's I've made that choice for Bassmaster.
Well, you know, sometimes out of upheaval comes good things, and I think both tours, you know, FLW and Bass, have grown a lot in the last several years. You know, of course there has been controversy, you know, with the $55,000 entry fee or, you know, the conflict with schedules or, you know, you have to drive a certain boat or whatever. But in reality, I think it gives people more opportunity than we've ever had before. Well, I'm going to shift gears with you a little bit here, Alton. You know, we talk about the charity event, and I want to get back to that a little bit. You've got a story for me about last year's event.
Yeah, it was so much fun. We had a gentleman that was actually fishing with Mark Davis last year, and he had never bass fished before. And so Mark put a spinning rod in his hand with 8-pound test line on it, and he was throwing a 1/4-ounce lipless crankbait. And this guy had been fishing 20 minutes for bass in his whole life, and he hooked a bass, and I was across the lake watching from another boat. I saw this fish jump, and it just kept coming out of the water and coming out of the water and coming out of the water. And it was so big from a distance, I thought, well, that's not even a bass. Well, finally, they get it to the boat, and they pull it in, and we hear him start screaming. And we went over there. This guy had caught him a 12-pound bass. He'd been fishing for all of 20 minutes and caught a 12-pounder. We got back to the lodge that night, and the rest of the guys were all avid fishermen, just hardcore tournament fishermen, and you know, tell us the story. What'd you catch it on? And he thought for me. He said, "Well, I caught it on some little silver thing." He didn't have any clue of what he just accomplished. It, but you know, caught this giant bass, bigger than most of us had ever caught, and just didn't even realize what he'd achieved.
Well, think about this. You know, you jump two or three times. You know, in a lipless crankbait, about 9 times out of 10, when they jump, we lose them.
Especially around a brush pile with 8-pound test line on a spinning rod.
Man,
you know, but that's the. That's the joy of fishing, I guess. You just never know how it's going to play out.
Well, in your event, you know, as you look back at it and what you're doing here is you're really trying to show that anglers are much more than just tournament fishermen, and they're guys that really care, and we see it over and over again in the business, but a lot of people from the outside may not see that.
Yeah, these are guys with big hearts, and it's so easy for us to do an event like this, Terry, because we don't have to do anything special. Our expertise is fishing, and all we're having to do is go fishing. Yet we're able to benefit Lifeline greatly by doing that. So it's something, you know, all of us, I think, no matter what walk of life you're in, there's easy things that you can do in your life to be of great benefit to others. And I would just encourage people nationwide to take advantage of those opportunities.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. You know, you never know when somebody's watching you. And, you know, I go through my life, and I can tell you, it hasn't always been that way, but you go through and you try to be. So you think everybody's watching. Even when you're by yourself, you should be thinking good thoughts, and you should be doing the things you should be doing. And I think sometimes maybe anglers, you know, we get a reputation of maybe being in a fast boat or tournament fishermen, you know, that whole negative connotation. But in reality, pretty good folks.
Yeah, they really are. Most fishermen come from humble beginnings. And if you fish long enough, you're going to be humbled. It's not like football where you can really just rely on your athletic ability. There's things that happen on the water beyond your control, and there's so many days and experiences out there that you're going to be humbled by this sport, and that's to me one of the blessings of it. Not only that you can succeed, but that God will keep you humble.
Well, Alton, I guess one of the things that humbled you this year, you had a DQ at a series event, at an elite series event, but you bounced right back.
Well, you know, I had two choices there. One was I could either get mad about it and throw a temper tantrum, which was, you know, I got to admit, I was tempted to do that. You have to think about things like that, but that wouldn't have served any purpose. And I really wanted to learn from my mistakes. And you know, it was a great. You hate that your son's involved, that my son was involved in that, but at the same time, that was a great teaching experience for me and him to go through something that difficult, a life experience like that together, for him to have an example to see. Okay, how's my dad going to handle this? And you know, my hope is that as he encounters trials in his life, that he can draw on the experiences that he and I have had together through things like that DQ at Santee Cooper, and it'll make him a better man for it.
Well, there's no question about it. What a great family. You guys, you know, have done everything, as, you know, as well as you can possibly do them. A great family. Your daughter answered the phone when I called earlier, and she said, you know, yes, sir, I'll have him call you, sir. Can I get a pencil, sir? And, you know, you just want to give her a hug because that's what we're all about here.
She takes after her mother, I can assure you.
Alton, thanks for being with us, and look forward to a great event. And I'll keep looking in the mailbox for that invitation.
You do that, Terry. Thanks so much, and God bless.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.